It is good that there's a lot of funding out there for community groups now, and there's more now than ever before. So I have to welcome that. But it's very daunting for an awful lot of people who aren't familiar with how to apply for a grant, or if they're looking for funding for a community centre or a hall, or to upgrade facilities. There are lots of different departments giving out lots of different grants, but they don't know what umbrella they fit under. So, and I have been contacted by a lot of people about this. And then even for a deadline, or they say they see an ad for a grant and then they discover that it was the deadline was last week, or it's, you know, the day after tomorrow. So it's just something that, and I'd say for the departments, it would probably make life a lot easier for them as well, just to streamline all the grant information, because people are given, you know, applying for these grants in the evening times after their day's work. They're all volunteers. Some clubs might be lucky enough that they have, you know, people who have an accountancy background, or, you know, some kind of an official background that they're able to, they're familiar with and able to avail, and not daunted by all these application forms, and they're quite difficult. So, you know, what we'd like to see is just a facility there for, you know, that ordinary volunteers can apply for this funding and have it not too complicated either, so that they're not put off applying for the funding, and then that database is there so that they don't have to go through everything all over again when they're applying for different funds, that the departments can just check and see that that's a community group who has applied for funding before. We have all their details, and let them apply for this particular fund, and hopefully they'll be successful. So it's just, you know, it's something that makes common sense.
And we see, I suppose, more and more, well, participation in sport seems to be becoming more and more. And we see here, I suppose, locally, that the success of local athletes probably drives that on as well. And this would just make things a lot easier when it comes to, you know, the added, I suppose, the current system adds further pressure to these clubs when it's not really necessary at all.
Exactly. And you don't want, because it's the same volunteers who are out, as you say, as coaching the children as well, and supervising children and helping out with fundraising. So it's the same people who end up applying for the these grants as well. So it's just it's and everybody benefits from the money that is spent in local communities. It is a benefit to everybody, whether it's you're talking about a walking track that's inclusive and that it's safe, and, you know, might be safe for a mum who's just after had a baby, you know, not, they don't have to walk on the road, and they can push a pram, or children on bikes and trikes, or people in wheelchairs, or people who have mobility issues, like all that kind of thing. Like all that, those facilities are very, very vital for people, and it does cost money to get them fitted. And another issue as well, I suppose, is the match funding that a lot of the community groups, they're put off by the fact, and voluntary groups are put off by the fact, that you have to provide match funding or a certain percentage